here are two words you wouldn't necessarily use in the same sentence, Buddhism and neuroscience. But at UC Berkeley, a couple of professors are trying to bridge the gap between the two. One is a scientist.
I'm David Presti. I teach in the Molecular and Cell Biology Department and Cognitive Science Program here at UC Berkeley.
The other, a Buddhist.
My name's Bob Scharf, and I'm the professor of Buddhism in the Department of East Asian Languages and Cultures, and I'm also the chair of the Center for Buddhist Studies.
They're teaching a new class called Consciousness, Buddhist and Neuroscientific Perspectives. If that sounds confusing, that's because it is. But try to stay with me.
The Buddhists begin with the insight that there is no self or soul.
And neuroscientists like that, because you can't prove something you can't observe.
The essence of science is really making observations and asking questions and looking for the results of those questions.
The professors hope by studying both subjects together, they can explain where brain matter stops and our thoughts begin. The idea of connecting neuroscience to Buddhism goes back more than 20 years when the Dalai Lama asked scientists to investigate the effects of meditation on the brain.
He wanted the scientists to look into it.
That's neuroscience writer Kevin Baru.
So that people who were serious about these practices could do them better, and when they spoke of them, speak about them in some kind of mythological sense, but in a more medical sense. He was invited and came to the neuroscience convention, and nearly a riot broke out because the atheists thought that religion was being brought to neuroscience. And so a big fight happened, and he spoke anyway. He's a very funny, humorous guy. He doesn't take offense at all, so he simply asked the people to research this.
And now the debate is playing out at Berkeley.
So often in classes, we get presented a sort of body of knowledge in a way like, you know, this is the way it is. This has been well established. And that's not what we're doing here.
We disagree on lots of things.
I guess that's true. That is true.
What the students are partly getting is David and us subtly trying to sway each other to their point of view.
No, I was just thinking.
On a Monday afternoon after their midterm, students discussed the exam.
It was a tough midterm.
Came home and I was like, whoa, I'm just like thinking about Buddhism. I'm just trying to stop. I'm just like in my brain now.
Yeah.
This topic is intrinsically deeply interesting to all of us. I mean, I like to say that these are the biggest questions we could be asking as humans and as scientists. Like, what is the nature of reality? Come on. And how does it get bigger than that?
Neuroscientist David Presti says it's important to encourage this kind of interdisciplinary discussion, even if it's unlikely the professors will come to a final conclusion about the consciousness problem, the problem of where the brain stops and the mind begins. The Berkeley professors hope that by coming to the question from separate places, they can focus on what the two disciplines have in common, and it's in those shared experiences that we can better understand each other. Once again, neuroscience writer Kevin Baru.
I think be very skeptical of anything that talks you out of intuitions you have about yourself. If you have a strong intuition that your feeling of love for your dog is very real, and somebody tries to tell you it's not true, or tries to tell you that the dog is a machine, somebody tried to tell me that the other day. I actually shouted at somebody in a restaurant because they said neuroscience had proved it. And I said, what neuroscience? And I actually shouted. And then I realized how stupid that was. But don't let any so-called scientific formulation talk you out of your own experiences and intuitions. That'd be closer to Buddhism than anything else you could do.
For Northgate Radio, I'm Dorothy Atkins.